Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Toby.
And this is the Whispering Woods Extra. This extra is all about...
The cult stories.
Yeah. The cult stories. So, I've got four stories today. They are completely not connected whatsoever to Bohemian Grove. So, the first three stories are about people dabbling with the occult. And then the last story is completely unrelated. So, there we go. Are you ready for the first story?
Yes, I am.
I experienced a terrifying haunting for months when I was 18 years old, still living at my parents' house. This story could be useful for anyone reckless enough to dabble into the occult without protecting yourself. Context, it was the month of February. Cold, dark, Canadian winter. I was between two sessions of uni, switching programs, so I had a four months with nothing to do. Just broke up with my crazy borderline girlfriend. Tried to leave her after 6 months of abusive relationship, and she tried to kill herself. Which she succeeded, since she died twice at the hospital. She miraculously survived after 2 weeks in coma. I was left scarred and traumatized, angry and bitter at life, because I really wanted this relationship and did everything I could to help her in vain. She leached and sucked out every possible positive vibe I had. Anyway, it's another subject, but it's important, since I felt so dark and my energy was negative in this period of my life. I dabbled in the occult at this moment, still skeptical, but determined by all means to prove to myself that it was all real. Read the Keys of Solomon, researched about how many demons, famous cases, incantations and the occult in general. One night, after focusing on Solomon, I asked out loud in my room to prove to me it was all real. I'm not kidding when I tell you that activity started the same night. I turned off the light, went under the cover, and I felt a weight at my feet sitting on my bed. I was shaken, but still under the impression I was just too into it and hallucinating. From there, it went from bad to worse. I started to hear whispers in my room, like two people hushing to each other. My dog, which always slept with me, would wake up frightened as soon as I would turn the light out and leave my room growling. It would always start with the weight, then whispers, and then stuff being knocked off my counters. If I would put a pillow on my ears, I would feel it lift from my ears, like a hand pulling it from my head. I started to sleep with earplugs, as I would hear scratching inside my mattress and my bed would slightly shake. My fan was knocked on the ground, and then both my closet doors opened violently. I would feel so oppressed. I could feel that something bad was going to happen, then bang. I was terrified to go to sleep, and I would feel the oppressive energy start as soon as it would get dark. I was under the impression the parasites that I'd invited in were here to frighten me and leech on me. I'd never had sleep paralysis, except once in this bedroom, after a dream where a possessed priest was standing on my bed, his hands cuffed by a chain on the ceiling and screaming. I was there to fight him, and I saw the spirit lift its body and it went straight for me. Got paralysed against my closet doors and felt it trying to creep inside. I woke up paralysed, trying to move, and broke out of it. It lasted for months. I tried to cleanse my room and nothing would work. I left my parents' house and was terrified it would follow me. It didn't, thank God. Be safe and careful, everyone. Don't invite anything and do not open doors that you don't know how to close. So nothing good ever appears to come from dabbling with the occult, does it?
Yeah.
And the last thing I want to see is a priest on my ceiling. In fact, I wouldn't want to see anybody on my ceiling.
Yeah, to be fair.
Right, I think we'll leave it at that. Shall we move on to the next story?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the next story?
Yes, I am.
First time posting here, but I comment, contribute a decent amount. I was inspired by other posts of people that were messing around with stuff that they shouldn't have been fooling around with and suffered consequences because of it. It reminded me of a personal experience that I had that really made me question everything about what I believed in and reaffirmed what my mother said, not to mess around with things you don't understand and can't control. When I was a sophomore in high school, I was friends with someone that I'd gone to Sunday school with, and we were both self-proclaimed atheists. What was interesting about our beliefs was that even though we didn't believe in God, we still believed in spirits and the paranormal. My friends started to read into the occult and attempting small spells and hexes that were really small fry stuff. Get this girl to like me, give us a snow day, make us more popular, etc. I always told him to leave me out of whatever he did. He started talking to someone else in our grade who was deeper into the occult than he was and was a self-proclaimed warlock. He started to teach him about more powerful incantations that utilised physical objects, red candles, black candles, animal skeletons, hawk feathers, herbs, etc. rather than just focusing and concentrating your energy and your aura. Fast forward to a few weeks later, when hanging out with my friend on a Friday night, my friend said that tomorrow he had a small ritual prepared and he was going to try a real hex that required black candles, red candles, and other bits and bobs like that. He said he was going to try to cast a spell to harm one of our teachers. When I reacted negatively, he told me he had no intention of doing any real harm, that he just wanted a substitute since this particular teacher worked us very hard and was pretty strict. The next day, I got a text that said that he had completed the ritual correctly and successfully, and that some weird occurrences happened after he did, like noises that weren't there before. I thought it was kind of a joke until we got to school on Monday. When we got to school, all was normal and there was no noticeable difference. We were both kind of holding our breath until the eighth period, which is the class that we had with our hex teacher. I got to the ring first and I couldn't believe it. There was a substitute who didn't know why she was called in. All she was told was that our teacher had some kind of medical emergency and would be out for at least the week. I sat at my desk and waited for my friend to get to the class with an ashen look on my face. When he walked through the door and saw the sub, his face lit up. Then, like, instantly changed to fear. After 2 days with the substitute, we found out that a massive lesion or cyst had formed on our teacher's back and had opened up. She had to go to a surgeon to have it removed, and she was out for 2 weeks because of the pain and recovery, since she had an open wound on her back that was prone to infection. The mysterious ailment had formed, seemingly overnight, right around the time my friend performed the ritual. After that happened, he toned down his experimentation with the occult. Lesson learned. Moral of the story: don't play with things you have no control over. I can feel the pain about this with the teacher, although I would never have hexed anybody. But mine was kind of the reverse of this, because it was the substitute teachers who were always the mean ones. It was like we'd always have... Oh, we got a sub again.
Nah, for me, it was whenever a substitute, it was like, better. Because, like, the normal teachers who see every day. The substitute teachers, like, they don't really care. Just like,
yeah, I guess actually, saying that, we used to play up more for the substitutes.
Yeah.
Because you could kind of get away with it. But anyway, I still wouldn't have hexed one.
Yeah, neither.
And I didn't like school, but I am messing. Right, are you ready for the third story?
Yes, I am.
A while back, I was going through a tough time in my life where I felt like I was stuck in a perpetual rut without any sight of immediate change. I lost my job, I was out of money, and I had to move back in with my folks to prevent from becoming homeless. It almost felt like as if everything I spoke into existence was immediately doomed to fail. I started praying to God in hopes of gaining some strength and wisdom to get through this challenging part of my life. But it seemed like all my prayers fell on deaf ears. I was already at the end of my rope. Then I went down the rabbit hole of YouTube, and I started to take a deep fascination into the occult. My interests led me into the darker aspects of magic and ritual summoning. I was aware of the general biblical lore of demons and the whole fallout with God, since I was raised in a semi-Christian household. I wanted to know more behind the lore, so I decided to do my own research, and I studied the hierarchy of demons and their power over mankind, as referenced in the 22 Lesser Keys of Solomon. I learned about kings, dukes, princes, marquises, counts, knights, and presidents of hell. Each of the highest to the lowest of these entities have the power to bestow great knowledge and destruction and confusion onto people, while others have dominion over the elements reversal of fortune, the ability to reveal sacred knowledge, and bestow great wealth onto whoever the entity desires. This appealed to me the most, since I was at a real desperate point in my life, where I was looking for anything to remedy the situation. I finally landed on a demon I wanted to summon. Glornek, a demon said to be greatly cherished by Lucifer due to its power over wealth and influence over the heart of man, to replace money as the idol of worship. As a test to see if anything would happen, and I drew its sigil on a piece of paper on the floor. And then I got myself into a meditative state where I focused on the sigil, channeling my energy and desire into it for what felt like a good 10 minutes in total. Afterwards, I was pretty exhausted and I wanted to fall asleep, seeing as it was already pretty late and nothing happened so far. However, I did feel this really odd sense of someone watching me. You know that feeling you get when you know you're being watched? It felt like that. Around 20 minutes into my sleep, I found myself tossing and turning, still unable to shake this feeling of being watched. Then I started hearing small taps all along my room. I knew it couldn't have been anyone in the house, since my folks were already fast asleep, and I was the only one up at this point. I decided to do some investigating outside, and there was no animal or wind that could have generated that noise. And the house itself is old, but to my knowledge, it never generates any sort of noise. I tried to shake it off as it just being a rodent or something. So I climbed back into bed, and I'm shutting my eyes to go to sleep, until I felt this invisible pressure on my legs. It almost felt like someone was sitting on my legs, and I started feeling this static-like sensation all over my body. At this point I got up, and I was creeped the hell out, while hearing the same tapping noise all along my room. I went into my living room and grabbed a Bible and started reading random verses from Psalms to Revelations. And I was shocked because the voice that came out wasn't my own. It was deeper and malevolent. I continued reading passages of the Bible till the other voice faded and my normal voice returned. It helped a little. I still didn't sleep that night. To this day, I still hear, on occasion, that incessant, faint, tapping noise. And on occasion, I still feel like I'm being watched from every dark corner I pass.
So, two stories then, with the Book of Solomon. And I must say, I've not heard of it, but then I'm not into the occult in that sense, or trying to summon up demons. It's not one of my, like, I'm interested in it, but it's not something I do personally.
Yeah.
Because nothing, like I said, nothing good ever comes from it, from what I've read and listened to.
Yeah.
Because you don't ever hear, do you, of somebody saying, yeah, I summoned up a demon and I got all this and everything's great, yeah, and I'm right, loving life and nothing goes wrong.
Well, not as you say though, but when people sacrifice their soul for a sort of fame and all that, like, people done that, I know that.
Yeah, but it's short-lived, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they die young, or it all goes up the wrong way.
Yeah.
No swearing on this podcast. But you know what I'm saying, it all goes wrong. It's just not worth it.
Mm.
All right. Are you ready for the final story?
Yes, I am.
I'm new to Reddit, and this is my first post. It was too bizarre not to share and get some feedback. So the other night, I had a night terror. Here it is, as I remember it. I'll quote the dream parts. Quote, "It seemed like any normal day, except my 5-year-old son was acting strange. He then told everyone that a ghost was in his room that scares him.
Nobody believed him except me, not even my wife. We went to go to bed, and for some reason, my son's bed was in the next room, but there was no wall. I could see my son sleeping. I woke up from a dead sleep to see a figure that looked like the hooded midnight man from the movie standing over my son. I was paralyzed and couldn't speak or move. The man then grabbed my son and went into the ceiling, forming a black hole, and only his long arm was left dragging my son slowly up the wall towards the hole. It took every ounce of energy I had to sit up and move. I was finally able to get to my son just before he disappeared into the black mass. I pulled him down and held on to him for dear life, sobbing uncontrollably. End of quote. Then I woke up to my wife shaking me, asking if I was okay and that I was crying in my sleep. I said yes and went back to bed. After going back to bed, I woke up again to the sound of my son crying. I ran upstairs and saw him hiding under his covers. I asked him what was wrong and he just kept crying. I said, "Did you have a nightmare?" And he shook his head, "Yes." I rubbed his head until he fell asleep. The next morning, we asked what his dream was about, and he said, "Giant spider was wrapping me in a web and trying to take me away." I thought that was odd. But later that day, my 14-year-old daughter said she didn't get much sleep because she had a bad dream. I asked her about what, and she said, "There was a tall, dark shadow figure with just a smile standing outside her room, staring at her, and then it proceeded to enter my son's room." I couldn't believe that three of us all had nightmares about the same concept all on the same night. So my question is, do you believe in dream demons, maras, evil entities?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, I am somebody who believes in dream demons.
Yeah.
I think you're at your weakest point when you're asleep, aren't you?
Yeah.
So if anything's going to get through, it's then. Because your barriers are down.
Yeah, who does that? It's the boogeyman, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, I can't say that.
Boy.
The boogie. The boogeyman, I said it right. What did I say to it? What did I call it before?
The bogeyman.
No, the bogeyman is what we Brits call it. Anyway, but boogie. That's what I said.
Boogie.
The boogeyman.
Just comes in your dreams and starts boogieing.
Yeah. Yeah. I could imagine it doing that kind of pointing at the ceiling and then down to the floor move. The boogeyman. But reminds me about an experience I've said to you before about my friend and her sisters and her mum all having the same dream about this demon trying to, I think he was trying to push them out of their beds and stuff. And they all woke up the next morning.
How old was they?
Well, the mum would have been in her 40s, I guess, at the time, maybe younger. And the girls were all in their teen years. But yeah, they all had the same dream in a house that they weren't that familiar with staying in. It wasn't a little council house like we all had. It was a bigger, like, posh house. And they all woke up, had the very same dream.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
If it were me personally, I just think, like, they're just trying to have some entertainment in their life.
Who, what, the demons?
Nah, like, if you were to hear that nowadays, you'd like, oh yeah, we all had the same dream.
I think it does happen.
Yeah.
Because how often
but
do
if you were to hear that in it, people would think, oh, you're waffling.
Yeah. But I think it probably does happen. I mean, if you could imagine, how often do you actually wake up, remember your dreams? So we could be having the same dream all the time. We just don't know and we don't discuss it.
Yeah?
Yeah?
I don't know. I have weird...
Yeah, but the other night you said you had a brilliant dream and you were gutted. You couldn't remember it. Remember?
I don't know.
You were really annoyed. You were like, yeah, but it was so good.
Shut up. Well, that's the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed and we'll catch up again soon.
Yep, we will indeed. I'll catch up with you again on Saturday and Toby will be back on Monday. Take care, everyone.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.